Todd Sedmick is Communications Director for the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is located inside the Department of Commerce. He came by WMNF Studios to discuss what people need to do before February of next year to continue to watch the regular programs on television if they haven't converted already to a digital box.
Yes, and there's three ways that people can switch. They can connect their TV to a converter box, they can connect their TV to cable, satellite, or some other pay TV service, or they can replace the TV with a new digital TV. Now, the converter box option, you can request two $40 coupons from the government that are good toward a converter box. Converter boxes cost somewhere between $50 and $80. So for a one-time cost of $10 to $30, you can make the switch and experience digital TV today.
The converter box, where do people get the converter box?
Converter boxes can be purchased at more than 26,000 retail locations, online and over the phone as well. So places like Best Buy, Walmart, Radio Shack, etc., or even online or over the phone. And you can find those details with the coupons when they're mailed to you or on our website, dtv2009.gov, which is the location where you can apply for the coupons.
And, okay, so people need to go on that website you just mentioned. That's the place where they can get these coupons. You said up to two $40 coupons. That's the place to go.
Yes, you can go to the website. It takes 45 seconds to apply, and the coupons take about 2 to 3 weeks to be mailed to you. Or you can call our toll-free number, 1-888-388-2009. Another way to remember that is 1-888-DTV-2009.
Okay, Todd Sedmick. Now, what happens if you do have cable, and yet, so one would assume I got cable, I'm already set up. But you're saying that the listener out there should contact their local cable provider, which in this area is mostly going to be Verizon or Bright House.
Yes. We strongly encourage people to contact their cable or satellite provider to find out if they're going to need any additional equipment and if there are going to be an additional cost. Every local cable provider throughout the nation is handling the switch differently. So one-stop shopping isn't how it's going to work for those cable providers. So it's important, contact them, or if they mail you something, you know, make sure you call that local provider to find out how they're handling the switch for you.
We have just a little over half a year left before this transition is actually going to happen, I guess about 7 months. I think I saw something recently, Todd Sedmick, about that maybe not as many people had transitioned over as the government ideally had hoped at this point. Do you know anything about that?
Right now, we have had more than 5.5 million coupons redeemed nationwide. And here in the Tampa area, more than 64,000 of the coupons have been redeemed, and we know that more than 224,000 coupons have been ordered here in the Tampa area. So a lot of people are making the switch and with a converter box, but they're also making the switch with buying a new digital TV or just saying, hey, I'm going to get cable or satellite service. So we are very pleased with the turnout. We also know that more than 10 million households have participated in the coupon program. So it's going very well. What needs to happen is for the households that rely on an antenna to consider the three ways to switch, and we strongly urge them to make the switch sooner rather than later.
We know it's becoming more of a digital world, certainly in cable and in broadcasting, but the question is, why is this necessary? Why does everybody have to switch off their regular channel? They don't want cable. They never want cable. They're satisfied with the networks, but they have to get this box now to continue even watching, you know, their four channels.
Good question. The reason for the digital TV switch is that Congress passed the law in 2005 so that it would free up some of the nation's airwaves, the spectrum, so that emergency first responders would be able to be on the same frequency in case of a man-made or national disaster. We all remember on 9/11 that the firefighters and the police officers couldn't communicate with each other, and many of them died. So we have learned that we need a national system where the emergency first responders can all get on the same frequency. Also, by freeing up the spectrum, many telecommunication companies are going to be able to use that spectrum for new telecommunication services like high-speed internet in rural areas and numerous other services that we aren't even aware of yet.
Todd Sedmick from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Anything else you want our listeners to know about this?
Yes. When people apply for their coupons, they're going to get them in about 2 to 3 weeks. So they need to start doing their consumer comparison shopping right away. So when the coupons come, they know the product they want and where they want to buy them. The other thing to keep in mind is that the coupons have a 90-day expiration associated with them when they're mailed. So if you don't use them or you lose them, those funds are going to go to someone who genuinely needs it that's next in line. We have funding for 33.5 million coupons. Nationwide, about 20 million coupons have been requested. 5.5 million have been redeemed. We know probably half of the coupons are going to be used, so there's a lot of funding available. But it's important, if you really need this coupon, that when you get it, you use it, or you give it away to a family or friend member. There's a lot of us that have elderly parents or family that's just not aware of the switch yet. So encourage them to know their options to switch to digital way prior to February 17th, 2009.